Okay, everybody. Wow, this is a workout called Air Force. Well, today is Saturday, April 22nd, 2023. The workout of the day is called Air Force. We did this all the way back in 2019. This is a workout. Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but on paper, I almost think it doesn't look that bad. Maybe some people will call me crazy. It's a loading 95-65 that we touch all the time. So it's not a scary loading, right? And it's just one time through. It's not multiple rounds. And sure, it's 20 reps of each, which is, you know, not pleasant, but it's not the end of the world. It just seems like, okay, I'm gonna crush this thing. This is a good one. And you might crush it, but all I'm saying is it's more challenging than potentially at first looks. And here's the little twist on Air Force, which is for time, 20 thrusters, 20 sumo deadlift high pulls, 20 push jerks, 20 overhead squats, and then 20 front squats to end with it. First of all, if you're looking at that, 60 of those 100 reps are below parallel. So that's interesting. But then here's the key, the extra instructions. Each athlete must do 4 burpees, not over the bar, just regular old school burpees. Each athlete must do 4 burpees at the beginning of every minute before moving on to the barbell work. The athlete is allowed to move to the next barbell skill once he or she has completed all 20 repetitions. If the minute clock beeps during a repetition, the athlete will complete that rep and then start their 4 burpees. So basically, you get warmed up, you're ready to go, 3, 2, 1, go, clock beeps, you don't touch the barbell, because at the beginning of every minute, you do 4 burpees. So clock beeps, you do 4 burpees. Then you stand up, grab the barbell, try to make your way through the 20 thrusters. Making your way through the workout, you know, looking at the clock, and every time a new minute hits, you drop the barbell, you do 4 burpees. Then you pick it back up and start wherever you left off. And that just adds a special little spice to what was already quite a nice workout. So I hope that you enjoy it. There's certainly no need to do anything unbroken. I mean, and as the workout goes on, everything starts to add up. And like I said, there's a lot of below parallel as well. It says push jerks. If you're uncomfortable with that, you could certainly do push press. You're going to be just fine. I know that's not how the original workout was created, but you're going shoulder to overhead. Fitness will be achieved. We also have it as a two-person team version as well today. For the wild card option, instead of doing it chipper style, you know, one time through 20 of each, I made it 2 rounds of 10 of each. So by the time the workout's done, you're gonna get the exact same amount of work in, but halving the work, as in not having like it's your possession, but half meaning half the number of repetitions and twice the number of rounds, might help keep some people moving both physically and mentally and leading to a higher intensity overall. And so that could be a very good thing for people instead of trying to bite off big chunks of 20 overhead squats and things like that. Having 2 sets of 10 in there might be a lot more friendly for people. The scaled option, same as the regular workout of the day, except we have the loading knocked down to 65 pounds for the men and 45 pounds for women. And I took out the overhead squats. For a scaled athlete, new to this, probably still learning a bunch of movements, not totally comfortable with them, there's plenty of interference. You know, the burpees are challenging. And then, for the scaled option, we're going to take the burpees out of there as well. And we're taking that overhead squat out. So it's just as quick as you can, 20 thrusters, 20 sumo deadlift high pulls, 20 push press. And then I put 30 front squats in there at the end. Since I took the overhead squats out, I put in a little 10 extra reps on the front squat. So that should be plenty challenging, even without the burpees for a lot of people. And of course, any of these options, if you need to scale the loading down a bit, scale the loading down for sure, 100%. Limited equipment crew, a whole bunch of dumbbells. Enjoy that. And single arm dumbbell overhead squats are always challenging. So the dumbbell crew never gets shortchanged. Air Force, it's a great one. Enjoy it and enjoy your weekend. We'll talk soon.